Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history. Imagine naming a stakes race for a horse whose three-year-old season included a 25-length loss in the Fountain of Youth and an 18-length loss in the Kentucky Derby. He never raced in the Preakness, the Belmont, or the Breeders' Cup Classic, yet he was named champion three-year-old male and horse of the year in 1994. It might make more sense if we tell you that the horse was Holy Bull.
Holy Bull has led every step of the way and has a commanding 4.5-5-length lead. The battle will be for second.
Holy Bull winning like a champion with devastating ease. Holy Bull tied with the best horses in training.
Owner and trainer Warren Arthur Kroll Jr., better known as Jimmy, described Holy Bull as, quote, big, strong, well-balanced, and athletic, end quote. The horse stood better than 16 hands, had a girth of 72 inches, and weighed nearly 1,200 pounds. But early in his three-year-old campaign, Holy Bull suffered a 25-length defeat in the Fountain of Youth Stakes at Gulfstream Park, a race in which he had suffered a loss of oxygen to his lungs because of the throat impairment known as a flipped palate. So, Kroll changed the bit, and Holy Bull responded by winning the Florida Derby and then shipping to Keeneland to win the Bluegrass Stakes. But on the first Saturday in May, as the 2-1 favorite in the 120th running of the Kentucky Derby, Holy Bull finished 12th of 14 horses, beaten some 18 lengths by Gopher Jen. The Bull had been slow from the gate that day and squeezed back entering the first turn on a sloppy track. But his trainer never fully accepted those factors as reasons for the defeat. Kroll, who died in 2008, once said, quote, Holy Bull had no pep or vigor in the mornings that week. He was fine in the stall, but he was not himself on the track. I never really have figured out exactly what happened, end quote. Kroll decided to give his horse a rest, skipping the final two legs of the Triple Crown to focus on the summer campaign. Holy Bull responded well to the game plan, winning 5 consecutive graded stakes, 4 grade ones, culminating with a triumph over older horses in the Woodward at Belmont Park. He also counted the Metropolitan, the Dwyer, the Haskell, and a memorable hard-fought win in the Travers Stakes among his credits. All that was left was the Breeders' Cup Classic, but Holy Bull had been in continuous training for 18 months. He had already made 10 starts on the year, and he was not nominated to the Breeders' Cup, which meant a $360,000 supplemental payment was on the horizon. Kroll assessed the situation and decided the horse had earned a rest. Holy Bull would not participate in the Breeders' Cup and instead would take a well-earned break to prepare for his four-year-old campaign. The conventional wisdom was that Holy Bull had already done enough to earn Eclipse honors as champion three-year-old male and horse of the year. The following January, those honors were made official at the Eclipse ceremony. Holy Bull became the 5th Florida bred ever to be named Horse of the Year, joining a list which included such greats as Dr. Fager and Affirmed. Following a 138-day layoff, Holy Bull returned to the races with a victory in the Olympic Handicap at Gulfstream Park in January of 1995. But on February 11, he injured a ligament in the Don Handicap and was retired to stallion duty soon thereafter. 4 weeks later, on March 11, 1995, Gulfstream Park unveiled its first edition of the Holy Bull Stakes to pay tribute to a horse who had finished his career with 13 wins from 16 starts and nearly $2.5 million in earnings. Holy Bull was a horse who captured the imagination of the public. He was held in such high regard that someone once remarked that his rare losses were the equivalent of Michelangelo smudging the canvas. Following a successful stallion career in Kentucky, he died in 2017. But the legacy of Holy Bull lives on, in part through the race at Gulfstream Park, which is named in his honor. Please join me again next week as I stroll through racing history with the inspirational story of another horse to whom we should all be paying a debt of gratitude.